Okay. There's two aspects. Oh, you mentioned that Ajahn Chah stated that samadhi should be accompanied by alertness. Does this mean that jhana should not be a quote-unquote zoned out state, as some meditation teachers instruct? So for example, TM meditation, which I didn't realize that or know. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Ajahn Chah very explicit in terms of the whatever level of samadhi, for it to be right samadhi, samma samadhi, there should be that quality of awareness and alertness, presence of attention there, of knowing. That's an important facet of samma samadhi. It's also interesting to just taking a look at the descriptions that the Buddha himself gives of the, say, of the jhanas, and when the Buddha describes them, and I won't go into the details, but there's one is the importance of the kind of the body based experience, and then that kind of knowledge and awareness and well being that is suffused through the body, the interaction, interplay that one has, both approaching and engaging in those states of stability. The most beautiful description is in the Maha Asapura Sutta. It's in the Majjhima Nikaya. I can't remember the number. Anybody wants to look it up? I'd encourage it. It's